Number 14. There is a swallow's nest in front of my house. Every day, the parent birds go here and there to get insects for their young. The young birds are expecting every moment that their parents will come back to their nest with food. These scenes are very common in many parts of Japan, but I wonder why swallows make their nest in such noticeable places. Wouldn't it be better for them to live in a calmer environment, such as in the fields or woods? As I didn't know much of anything about swallows, I looked for information on the internet. There are about 80 kinds of swallow in the world, and 5 kinds can be seen in Japan. In terms of physical features, the swallow is a small bird, and its body is rather colorful. It is about 17 centimeters long and has a black back, a white stomach, a reddish-brown throat and forehead, and a long tail. Since a swallow's feet are really weak, it seldom walks on the ground. Its body is very slim, which enables it to fly at high speed. It usually flies at about 50 kilometers per hour, but the maximum speed is, surprisingly, about 200 kilometers per hour. I had never imagined that a swallow could fly as fast as the Shinkansen. It can also catch insects while flying very fast. Its flying skill is amazing. The swallow is also good at long-distance flight. It is a migratory bird and moves to various places from season to season. It comes to Japan in spring and stays through the summer. In autumn, it flies south and spends the winter in warm places such as Taiwan, the Philippines, and Australia. It is said that it decides where to go by observing where the sun is. When they come back to Japan, male and female swallows work together to build their nest. They spend about a week building a nest of mud and dried grasses. They prefer places where there are a lot of people. In fact, they are very weak birds, so they need guardians who can protect their eggs and babies from their many natural enemies, such as crows, cats, and snakes. In short, they use human beings as guards. On the other hand, humans also benefit from the presence of swallows. They eat harmful insects which can ruin our crops. They are often called beneficial birds because they don't eat crops but eat insects and prevent our crops and trees from being spoiled. I didn't know that swallows and humans help each other. After searching on the internet, I have come to feel friendly towards swallows.